College students at Utah State University and across Utah are taking their finals, and regardless of what their major is, whether they're male or female, their religion, race, political affiliation, domestic or international, they all have one thing in common: stress.
On a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 7.
Probably like a 6.
About a 9.5.
A solid 8.
I'll say a 9.
Dr. Kathy Bullock, a journalism and communications professor at USU, says she sympathizes with her students.
There's always a lot of work at the end of the semester, so it's a stressful time for us, too.
She says you don't have to guess how they're feeling. You can see it on their faces.
I'm standing there in my intro to mass communication class and seeing students who just look tired and stressed, and you know it's a tough time of the semester.
Students try everything from energy drinks to pet therapy to deal with their anxiety. But Bullock has her own brand of therapy she likes to spring on her students on the day of the final. Just before she's about to begin the exam, something unexpected happens.
A little bit about ethics, and it's painful because we just barely scratched the surface. And then we have some wrap-up concluding.
The students are caught off guard and look around as the bell ringers, who have been sitting among them, reveal their bells and begin ringing them as they move up onto the stage. Once assembled, they play. Bullock says orchestrating an event such as this requires some work.
There's a little bit of organizational stress that goes along with it, but then once you get in the room and those bells start to ring, it's just like, wow, it feels pretty good.
Bullock is the director of the Westminster Bell Choir in Logan that flash mobs her classes. She says they began doing this after the choir was asked to participate in a flash mob at a mall in 2011.
We had so much fun with that. We said, we have got to come up with a flash mob we can do on our own.
It was after seeing the tired expressions on her students' faces that Bullock realized she already had an audience.
These are the people we can flash mob. It'll be a surprise. It'll give them just a little bit of a break, you know, break up, you know, just a mundane class day.
Bullock says that there are other professors who have their own bag of tricks to help students deal with finals. But for her, bells have always had a special ring. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.